Good morning to you all, and welcome to our parish worship on this sixth Sunday after Easter. Hear the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because they neither see him nor know him. You know him, because he abides with you, and he will be in you. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. In a little while the world will no longer see me, but you will see me, because I live, you also will live. On that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I in you. They who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me, and those who love me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and reveal myself to them. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ." The sermon that you are about to hear today is not my own work. It is the work of somebody called Michael Marsh, who has a website called Interrupting the Silence, which he calls a place for spiritual reflection, guidance, growth. He posted this on the 17th of May in 2020, and I have replaced his opening paragraph and taken out a paragraph that was about COVID, because that was the time that it was written in. I have contacted him. He said it's okay to use his sermon as mine this morning. So I wonder, who do you have in your circle of family or friends who will stand up for you and will fight your corner for you? Who is that one person that you know is only a phone call away from dropping everything and coming to your aid? An advocate, as mentioned in our reading, is one who pleads the cause of another. They can be found in all different walks of life. In the court system, we tend to think of one who stands alongside another, speaks up for them, and helps them to say what is needed and to navigate that system. And I wonder if that is how we often understand the advocate that Jesus speaks of in today's gospel reading. Maybe that's your understanding too of an advocate. This advocate would stand with us before God and try to persuade God to forgive, to love, and to accept us. This advocate would intercede on our behalf, plead our case, and seek a favorable judgment for us. But maybe actually we've misunderstood. Maybe we've gotten it backwards. What if the advocate's role is not to change God's mind, but to change our minds about ourselves and each other? That we need an advocate to change God's mind just does not fit with what we know about God, a God who so loved the world. It's contrary to what Jesus says when he says he came not to condemn the world, but to save it and heal it and transform it. John 3:17 says, "I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." And I'm sure it doesn't reflect the Jesus portrayed by the gospel writers. A Jesus who chose the poor, the broken, the sinful. A Jesus who healed and transformed lives. A Jesus who excluded no one. A Jesus who assures us that there is room for us in his Father's house. A Jesus characterized by love, forgiveness, and welcome. And if that's who Jesus is, then that is who the Father is too. So what if the advocate's role is the opposite to what we often think? What if the advocate doesn't represent us before God, but represents God before us? After all, Jesus said the advocate will teach you everything and remind you of all that I said to you. Will remind us of the verses, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. I am the bread of life. I am the good shepherd. I am the light of the world. Do not be afraid. My peace I give to you. My peace I leave with you. I am always with you to the end of the age. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love your enemy. Do not judge so that you may not be judged. Forgive not 7 times, but I tell you, 77 times. Just as you did for one of the least of these who are members of my family, you did it to me. Where 2 or 3 are gathered in my name, there I am among them. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. We all need an advocate. We all need to be reminded, especially when the future is uncertain and life has been turned upside down, when we're afraid or overwhelmed. We need to be reminded when we're angry and when we're frustrated. We need to remember, be reminded when we're sad and we're grieving. We need to be reminded when we're busy, successful, and self-sufficient. We need to be reminded when we're lost and we don't know the way. We need to be reminded when we feel like an orphan, alone and lonely, and on our own, having to look out and fend for ourselves. None of us get through life alone. We need God's advocacy and reminding. If you want to know where reminding and advocacy are needed, you look at the places where there is pain, diminished life, or disconnection. Jesus says, I will not leave you as orphans. I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate. This advocate does not, however, remind us of what Jesus said. Google can do that. The advocate is not some formless, invisible, eternal essence floating high above the earth somewhere. It's a life lived in and with the Spirit of God. This advocate insists that we give existence to Jesus' words in our life and in our lives through our thoughts, our words, and our actions. The advocate is felt as the rumblings of restlessness of thoughts, words, The advocate is felt as the rumblings and restlessness of our heart, insisting, calling, luring us to a response. The advocate shows up every time you and I embody God's life and spirit. We are the ones being sent. We are the ones who makes God's life present and tangible. We are the ones who give flesh to Jesus' words. You and I are the advocate filled with the Spirit of God. You've probably never ever thought of yourself as God's advocate. Have you ever thought of yourself as the one who gives existence to God's insistence in your own life and in the life of another? And what if each one of us started to live like that? What might that look like? Advocacy always looks like love and affirms life. When your heart breaks for the pain of the world, when you reach out in compassion, when you weep over another's loss, you are the advocate in that moment. When you offer to seek forgiveness, when you refuse to judge, when mercy rather than condemnation is your way, you are God's advocate. When another encourages and stands beside you, says exactly what you need to hear, or shows up just at the right time, you are experiencing God's advocacy. When someone listens to your life, celebrates your joys, cries over your losses, the advocate is with you. When you love or are loved, the advocate is there. When another speaks a truth or offers guidance that helps you change your life, he or she is advocating on your behalf. When you speak words of hope, when you hold another's needs and concerns as important as your own, or pray for another, you are their advocate. The advocate sits beside the bedside of another. They care for the sick and the dying. They console the bereaved. And they pick up people from hospital at a moment's notice. Wherever there is love, there is the Advocate, the Spirit of God. Wherever there is life and more life, there is the Advocate. Life and love, where they are, God is. Amen. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and watch over you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look kindly on you and give you peace. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and with all those whom you love, now and always. Amen. Amen. Go in the peace of Christ. Alleluia, alleluia. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia.